The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you know from the last podcast that we're in the throes of getting ready to move one house to another. This will be our now, let's see, one, two, three, four, fifth house. And before that, we had one, two, three, four, five apartments. So you can see, we've moved a lot, as probably many of you have too. And you know, it never gets easy, and it always is old at about this time. We're a week away from the move, and boxes are everywhere. Actually, there's even a bit more echo in my study because the walls are bare, the bookshelves are empty, the Braille's all packed in boxes and out of this room. And there's boxes scattered around the house in piles getting ready to be stationed to either move out to the garage or be there to move into the moving truck. And, oh, you know, it's one of those moments where you just go, why do we gotta move again? Maybe we made a wrong choice. Maybe we don't have to. Maybe we should. Every night we're busy packing things because both my wife and I, we have to work during the day. So we've been taking the last weeks to pack everything we can. It was while packing some of the china that Deb had. We have some nice china. Actually, one set is from her grandmother. And the crystal we have is from my grandfather. And she was packing that, and she said, you know, it isn't just stuff. I said, yeah, it is. Do we need all this stuff? She said, just a minute. What about you and your workshop and all your toys? I said, no, hold it. Now, just a minute. And someone could have seen us there. We're probably like two little kids playing in the sandbox and not getting along at that very moment. She said, there's more than just stuff here. These are memories. This was given to me by my grandma. Yeah. Well, also, I think about all the Christmas we've had here, where we invited people over after church, Christmas dinners, or Easter dinners, or other times when we've had company over. Oh, yeah. And I thought about that. We've had a lot of people over that we could share our fellowship with, our table with, and it was wonderful. And she said, and you know, it isn't just a sofa. Think about who sat on that sofa. And I got to thinking, you know, it's true about everything we have. Most everything. It's not just stuff. She's right. There are memories with it. And they can be good. It got me thinking even more about stuff then. You know, really, stuff isn't good or bad in and of itself. It is. It is what it is. I mean, you can go to Goodwill and buy a bunch of stuff. And buy it real cheap. And it'll work just as good as the other stuff. And I suppose if I bought a set of chipped glasses at Goodwill, and then I had Christmas dinners and I invited people over, they would be happy memories of how we saved money and then helped and served people and used the money for something. On and on I can go about that. Really, stuff is only wrong when we hoard it so others can't have or can't make use of it when we're just, you know, piling it up, or when we look to it as the purpose and meaning for life, or when we keep thinking about things and are envious that I gotta have this and I gotta have that, and we're willing to sacrifice things. That's when stuff is wrong. Stuff can be real good when it's used. And that's something my wife and I have always tried to do. Even with, and we have some antiques, but we've always said, if we buy something, we're going to use it. We don't put things away just to put it away so we can say, we have it, it's a collection. No, we use things. And so it made me think about how stuff can be used and how it can be a blessing, not only to us, but then to other people. And so as this move is getting closer to happening, just 1 week away, I do have those thoughts. Are we really needing to do this again and all these boxes and, oh my gosh, and then once we're in the new place, then we'll have to find places for these things. But we're looking forward to being able to use these things and invite people to our new home And that includes any of you. If you're in the St. Louis area, drop me an email. Drop me a note. I'll be happy to entertain you. We love having people. We love encouraging, and we love to laugh with people. And so our stuff is not our stuff, but it's God's stuff to be used to help to serve people. So as you look around at your stuff, and I know some of you might think, well, I don't have very much. Well, you got more than you think. I remember 30 years ago already, I was asked to go to Ghana, Africa on a missionary trip. And I was to speak about the Jesus to people who were blind, and because they thought their blindness was a punishment from God. Wow. And I was able to say, no, God punished Jesus. Blindness has a different reason or purpose. And sometimes maybe it just is what it is. When I was there, I was amazed how many people didn't have very much stuff at all. Some just had the hut they lived in, the family moved into at night only because it was raining. Otherwise, they'd sleep outside under the stars. And they had a field they worked in. That's about it. They were the happiest, friendliest people. Sometimes when you have less stuff, you're happier because you're not always worried about your stuff and wondering if someone's going to take your stuff or if you misplaced your stuff or if your stuff breaks or if you got to get more stuff. You know, sometimes that's a problem. So as you think about your stuff, whether you have a little or a lot, and I know there's lots of people who have a lot more stuff than we do, realize they're a gift from God, all of them. And they can be used for God's goodness. And then one way I've stepped, and then, come there, blah, blah, blah. This is also tiresome for me. I'm staying up and not sleeping well at night because of this move. Lastly, as you look at your stuff and think about your stuff, and I'm thinking about it as both here, packing it, and well as unpacking it, one Bible verse keeps coming through my mind. Psalm 118:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I can see how God's love has worked in my life. Sometimes that was when I had no stuff. Sometimes it's when he gave me special gifts that it was only a wish of my heart. And he gave it to me. I could tell you about a couple of those ideas. Wow. And I bet you have them too. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Life ain't about stuff. It's about God and how we serve him with whatever we have. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your many, many, many blessings, whether it be our stuff or our life, or hearing your word like this through the internet. Wow. Thank you. And Lord, as we live our lives, whether it's with a lot of stuff or not enough stuff or needing stuff or absence of stuff or too much stuff, use our stuff to serve others and help us not to hold on to it, hoard it, or be greedy for more, but instead use it willingly in your service. We ask this in Jesus' name, who gave his everything, his life, for us when he died on the cross. We ask it in his name. Amen. Love to hear from you. Tell me some of your moving stories. Maybe I got a couple interesting moving stories. Maybe I'll tell you them next time. You can write me at dave.andrus, D-A-V-E dot A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or simply reply to the email notice of the podcast. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.